Hello.
Good morning. Is this Jamie?
This is.
Hey, Jamie. This is John with Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, bud?
Hey, not bad over here. Not bad. Sorry I missed your call yesterday. I think it was, like, after hours for me, so I feel bad.
No, it was this morning I called.
Oh, this morning. Oh, okay. I thought it was last night. I'm like, man, I don't know. How did I miss that one? All right, perfect. Well, we just opened
up
for my first call today.
You're the one that's been calling me, right? You're the one that's been calling me? Every so often we talk. I told you I got
enough,
right?
Yes, sir. We talked back in August. Yes, sir.
You're the right guy. All right. Well,
How's it going, man?
I slowed down now. So I'm working a little bit right now. I told you before I work for UPS.
Yeah.
And I got a painting company. So we're talking as I'm working. I move trailers. I'm in the yard moving trailers here at work here. So, but I can talk.
Oh, wow.
So. But it might be a little noisy on your end.
It's all good. I hear you just fine.
I slowed down and, you know, I told you I was interested, but
yeah,
I want to get wrapped up in some bullshit and then, you know, it's costing me money and I ain't getting nothing out of it. And so, you know, I hope what is the square deal here? That's what I'm asking.
Well, the best thing about what I did last time when we spoke, I left notes on your account. So that way we can keep the pricing the same, because the pricing did go up actually, within our company on this package, but for you, it's grandfathered in. So same deal. It won't be any different. And just to let you know too, anytime you have like a slow season by any chance though, Jamie, please let us know. We could put it on pause. There's a seasonal pause that you could do as well. Okay. So we want to make sure we're working with
busy,
you.
If I'm in busy season, you're saying, not a slow season.
Or opposite. Yes, sir. Or slow season, you want to pick it up, but. Just want to make sure as long as your communications with us is strong, then we'll keep that with you as well. And that's how we're going to build that trust and relationship here. Okay. And communications to everything. So,
Hang on a minute. So am I going to be, I'm going to have communication with you as far as, cause I don't want to talk to a ghost or someone else that doesn't know what we're talking about. Are you going to be the guy that I talk to all the time or what?
No. So I'm the guy to make sure that. Yeah. But I will give you, obviously you have my extension too. As you know, it can be difficult. So if it's the case, if I'm on the phone or a meeting, I'm going to give you my email as well. Cause if I'm on the phone, I could always check my email and as soon as I hang up, I can give you a call right after. But I'm the guy to make sure to get you the right package where you're not bleeding money out, making sure
I want to deal with the guy. I want to deal with somebody that's going to be, if I got a problem or you know, nothing's working right or I ain't getting any calls. You called me and set me up.
Okay.
I want you to be the guy to you know, it's like a relationship, bro. It's like, you know,
yeah.
I buy a car at a dealership, and I want to talk to the salesman. If that ain't going to happen,
like
I'm not playing around because I don't want to get sucked into talking to a ghost. I don't want to talk to a ghost.
I hear you. So I wish I could do all, I mean, I don't wear all penny hats, you know. I know a lot about everything, but I'm not going to be the guy that's making your, let's say, for example, website. I'm not going to be the guy that's making your Facebook ads. Like, I know about it, but the team makes it happen. They make a magic happen for you. Like, how often do you want your Facebook ads to be posted? What color scheme, font, pictures, things like that as well. Again, I know about this stuff, but I'm not the person that actually makes it happen. So there's
well,
team
the
for you
that's
to do
be
that.
In charge of my account when I say, hey, I'm paying you so much, I'm paying you so much a month, blah blah blah. Who's the guy that I can call and he's going to communicate with me? That's the guy.
Okay.
Do we have such a guy, or is there not going to be a guy?
Yes. So let's say we get this started here today, right? We usually don't do same day technician calls. So I could set that up as early as tomorrow if you want, same time. Let me see here. Let me check the schedule. Yeah. So I could do the same time tomorrow when they talk to you, introduce themselves to you, go over the details of everything. That way it kind of gives you a day. I know you're on the job too. Gives you a day to gather some pictures, videos, things like that as well too. They'll walk you through how you keep track of all your analytics, go over keywords even more, you know, things like that. So I want to make sure you're well taken care of. But that, yes, that's actually a must. We'll go ahead and do that so that way you feel comfortable with our team and then everyone's on the same page with one another. How does that
sound? I don't want to pay my money for whatever it is here and all of a sudden I don't hear nobody. I'm calling. No one's answering my phone. you got my monthly money, and then, because I'll just cancel, son of a bitch, because I don't want to play games. I want you, if you're telling me, you're calling me, I'm sorry if I'm talking loud, but I'm in a truck. You're calling
me. No, you're fine.
You're calling me, okay? So, sell the deal and make it happen, and I'll pay the money. If not, I'm not playing around. I got to cancel it. I got to call my bank. I want you to be as important as you are to me right now, calling me to get me set up, and then I want you still to worry about what I got going on here, because that's the problem. You guys call up, you get it set up, and then I don't hear from nobody, and you're on to the next guy trying to get some monthly payments.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And Jamie, like I said, you have my extension as well.
I know.
Well, time is money. And being month-to-month with no contracts on this, Jamie, we're going to bust our booties off to make sure we earn your business. So communication is something we actually even ask as well. As we do a voice verification. It's where everything is recorded, and that's a protection for you. Right? And actually, in the recording, we say to get fast results, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. Meaning, please communicate with us to let us know, hey, listen, I don't like that ad. Let's change this up. Or, hey, John, please, I want to make sure I add a picture to my Facebook or to my website. By all means, man, we got you. As long as you let us know, we can't read your mind. So that's actually, I read that verbatim from what I would be saying in our voice verification, okay? So we're on the same page to make this happen. And once it does work very well, we'll kind of get a little more used to the account as well, too. So that way we can get say, hey, listen, did you want us – I didn't hear from you to add this promotion we usually do. Do you want us to go ahead and do that for you? Like, you know what I mean? So we're going to be more proactive with that than reactive on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll make sure you do that. Now,
if I go 1 month with you guys and I don't like it – I can cancel at any time, right?
This is true. Yes. So I'm going to read this part at the bottom of the voice verification. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the same 877 number that you called in with no extension on there. Okay. You just say client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That's it. That's verbatim. So, Jamie, it's very important, though, if it gets to that point where you're like, hey, listen, I'm not getting any results here. I'm not seeing my name or my business name up on that first page as promised. Like, talk to us so that way, hey, listen, whatever the case may be, if it ever slips through the cracks, we're slacking on something here, we're open arms to saying, hey, listen, we need to do something about this, you know, address it. That's what we're here for. So that's something we want to make sure, again, comes down to that communication with one another so that way that doesn't happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, is it one phone call and is it one? Because like I said, I got another job here. Okay, so is it one phone call I make and someone's gonna talk to me? They're gonna get back with me, or am I just gonna ghost? Like I said,
no. And if for any reason you get any, I haven't had this yet, and I've been here for a while now. It's been a long time since I heard something like that, where a customer said, "Hey, I couldn't get a hold of this person. Can you reach out for me?" And I reach out to them. They contact you within the first 24 hours. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that. Okay, our customer support team and everyone, they're really on it. We actually been really working on that piece of our company even more so because we want to make sure we're always being there for you guys. So that's very important. Yeah. We're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Close weekends though, okay, Jamie?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Okay. Now,
well,
you work for
this company. I see you got an Armada address in Michigan here. That's where I'm out of Michigan, obviously. You know that. But you're out of Armada?
I just moved to Pennsylvania, actually. I'm right by Hershey area. Do you know where that is?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I heard of it, but I know. So you were living in Armada that way in Michigan?
No, so are you talking about the phone number here?
Yeah.
That I'm calling from? No, so anytime I make a phone call out, it goes voice over an internet phone. So that way it saves, because we have tons of calls that we do on the daily, you know? So it saves the company money on there.
And then you get people to answer it because it's the right area call. I know how it works, bro.
That
works too. I don't want to get suckered in. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get suckered in.
But the beauty behind it, though, for you. Well, no. Here, so, Jamie, here's another thing, though. people don't call in to this number unless they're actually our customers, right? So the number that you called this morning, that's the number I gave you to our company here. If you call this number, it still goes to our company, but it goes through a transferring system. You have to go through back and forth so that way you can reach to me, right? It's a little more difficult.
Okay.
Can you do it? Sure. But I just want to make sure you're aware that we want to, that, again, that's why we have a whole system set up just for you guys as well. If we keep it all together, that's just going to be a headache, and yeah, I'll probably agree with you. Say, hey, it might be a little difficult to get a hold of somebody. I'm a pretty honest guy, so, but that's not the case, you know? So I just want to give you a heads up on that, okay? So when it comes to this phone number, I'm calling from here.
Yeah, how long has this company been in business?
It's coming up on our 19th year this year. Yes, sir.
Okay. And how long have you been working for them?
Coming on my second year now. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I've been doing this as well, too, on my own. I have a side business myself, so not my first rodeo, and I know what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, Jamie, very first thing is, I need to make sure that I have everything to the T here, okay? So I have your name spelled J-A-M-I-E. Is that correct?
That's what people call me, but my name is James.
Okay,
so
perfect.
So I guess
perfect.
We'll go with James.
James,
be legit
okay.
On the...
Okay. And then I
guess,
have the last
right?
thing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. However, I'm putting on the account is got to be this for your name. Has to be exactly how it's spelled on your, however you're paying on the card. Just put it that way.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last name is just like the business name, Maninos, M-A-N-N-I-N-O. And then what is the best email? Because I want to make sure that you see everything through text and email for your invoice. I want to make sure we start off this relationship strong here, okay? If you had questions or concerns, you could ask me while I'm on the phone with you here today, okay? So,
all right.
So, what's the best email I could send the invoice to?
It's Melissa, M-E-L-E-S-S-A. She spells it with an E instead of an I. Menino, gmail.com.
All right. Perfect. And then, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 6264? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you want your customers to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
No, they're going to this number.
Okay, perfect. And then I have the business name is Menino's Restorations. And then what is the business address? Because I want to make sure if Google sends out a postcard in the mail to you, it takes about 5 to 7 business days. Please look out for it. It comes with a PIN number. And they may ask for the PIN number back just to know that you're a real person and have a real business. They'll may have to say, hey, I need a picture of your tools or license, whatever the case may be. I'll send you a list of what they'll be asking for so that way you're prepared for it, though. But what's the best address for that?
It's 28257 Kingsbury, K-I-N-G-S-B-E-R-R-Y. Chesterfield Township, 48047.
All right. Is it Chesterfield? Is that how you pronounce that? Or I thought it was always Chesterfield.
Chesterfield.
Yeah, okay. I was like, what, man? I've been saying this all wrong this whole time.
Chesterfield.
Gotcha, okay. And then I did write notes on this account to make sure website would be included for you at no additional charge here. Okay, that was my favorite to you as well. And then we're going to use target marketing ads for your Facebook. So that way when customers, if they don't reach out to you through Google or these other directories and they go on their Facebook, your ads will pop up on their feed to remind them to say, hey, listen, you were looking for these types of services nearby. Give a call to James or to Jamie. And they'll click there. They'll call you directly. Okay, all the calls will come to you directly. Yeah, just making sure you understand that part. So like I said, I could set this up to meet up with our technician team tomorrow morning at around the same time if you'd like. Would that work for you or
well,
do you want to have
talking?
A different
How much
time?
Let's go over the price and everything here. What's going to happen here?
Sure. So the pricing I have for you to getting started is $348, but month to month I have you at the discounted rate of $249. So no matter how many jobs, calls, clicks you get, it does not matter. It'll always stay at that flat rate of $249 a month.
$249 a month, and then I got to pay $349 to get it started.
Well, $348, I know you're rounding, but I don't accept tips.
$348 is just get it started.
Yes, sir.
And you're gonna do a website and all that too with that, or?
Correct. Yes, sir. That's all included. I wrote notes on the account to make sure of that. Yes, sir. Our websites, our team, that's why we want to talk to you tomorrow regarding on how you want that website to look. We have many different ways of building it, but we want to make sure it's tailored to you, okay? Because it's important that, you know, if we just build a website, say, here you go, then it's not going to do any good, right? We want to make sure that we're capturing the right customers you want to spend your time with. That's very important, okay? So tomorrow, what works better for you, like morning or evening then?
See, I start at 9 o'clock in the morning until like 7 at night.
Okay.
Today's a better day because, I work at the border, or at the Canadian border for UPS. So today is their Thanksgiving, or yesterday was their Thanksgiving.
Right.
So we got light day today. I can talk off, you know, pretty much all day. Tomorrow I'm on, you know, but whatever. So.
Well, you don't have to be in front of a computer, but at the same time, maybe even later today or tonight, if you have some pictures or testimonials that you have gathered or videos, things like that, make sure to set, I'm going to give you the email and everything. Just send it over to us. That way, when they do talk to you tomorrow, you don't have to be in front of your computer. They just say, hey, listen, we got these pictures and videos. Would you like to, which ones would you like to add? Like, they'll go discuss that with you. You know what I'm saying? So that way we're already
ahead. I'll send you everything I got and you guys put it together. So
exactly.
Once again, it's $348 I got to pay on it, and then it gets hit right away. And then I got to pay $249 a month.
Correct. Yes, sir. The $348 that you're paying today already pays for the whole month. I don't want you thinking like we nickel and dime here or something, okay? So today's the 10th. So it'll last till next month on the 10th is when the $249 will come out, okay? Just making sure you understand that. Yes, sir.
So what kind of success rate you got with all this stuff?
Honestly, depending on packages, depending on services in your areas. But honestly, for Google, let's say like for this package, the best rate I would say is this. Demand is always strong. Last time I spoke with you, I didn't put the notes on this one, but I do remember it was really hot, right? But I remember you also had different services too. So I'm going to ask you with this, to answer that question correctly, what types of services are we looking at here? Like, are you trying
to add more? Painting. We're painting and power washing and drywall repair and, you know, deck, staining decks and all that. And, you know, just basically painting and repair.
Okay.
Interior, exterior.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure because painting is really hot commodity, especially interior, and power washing is booming. So I don't know if time of year or what, but that's always strong. The thing is this. What we do is develop the traffic to find you. It's like a funnel, right? Because demand is always strong, but in order to find you, we need to make sure we optimize you, right, to make sure that they're finding you at that time. If they're not let's say if they find you on Google and they don't call you, or they find you on these directories that don't call you, they're always going to be on some kind of social media as well. And that's where we want to hit them on the Facebook because that has the highest conversion rate comparison more than Google ads. I'm going to give you stats on this. 9% is the conversion rate for Facebook ads. Google ads have for 4%. So it's more than double. Right? So that makes a huge difference on that. Yeah. I'm telling you, you can fact check me all you want. So that's why, because we're a premier partner with Google, we're able to get things done pretty darn quickly, but at the same time, we're able to bundle these services together. If you went to another company and asked, hey, listen, I would like to do the same type of package here, for one, websites cost an arm and a leg. Okay, an arm and a leg, I'm dead serious. And then two, they'll charge extra, most likely, not all companies, but they'll most likely charge extra for per click on those ads. For you, you'll see it on paper here. But for you, the package is included, so not additional. But out of your $249 that you're paying monthly, 100 of those dollars are going to be going to your ad spend already on Facebook. So we're already putting that in for you because we know how much of importance that is. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's how we're going to help you save money, but also do it in a timely manner and get the results that you're looking for. Okay? So it's really strong.
No hidden fees or that's the price of the fan and...
No. Yes, sir. That's the price you're paying.
I'm just trying to make sure, because it's a pain in the neck to call you back and say I'm doing, you know, this ain't working, or I've got my guard up. I'm just letting you know.
Rightfully so. And that's why after payment here, I want to stay on the phone with you. Like I said, you can read through the whole invoice, breakdown of how you can call my bluff. You'll see $149 going to your local map sections and making sure $100 of those dollars are going to be going to your Facebook ads. Okay? Well, call me on that one, okay? I want to make sure when I send you the invoice, you'll see that.
All right, so when do they run the Facebook ad? Every day?
They could, but honestly, I would say, just from my opinion, okay? This is not from Local Splash. I would do it weekly or biweekly just to see if a promotion's put out there, how you can keep track of your analytics to say what's working, what's not working very well. Right? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of return am I getting from that ad? Right? So from my business, I always say, all right, let me do about every 2 weeks because I want to see what kind of bites I'm getting from it. Oh, this one worked very well. This one worked better in this area. This brought in this type of demographic. Like, I like to keep track of my stuff on that, right? I'm sure you do as well. You want to know exactly where it's coming from, what's working very well. Oh, this picture drawed in a lot more people that have a lot more profits for me. I don't know. I'm just giving you an example here. But that's just my opinion on that. But, again, that's communication with our team to say, hey, listen, guys, I would like to put this promotion out weekly for now. And then it's like, okay, that's actually working really well. You know, let's do the same type of promotion. Like, you see what I'm saying? You can track it from there, but that's completely up to you.
So I'm the one that's saying what's working and what's not, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You'll be able to track everything through what we call as a dashboard, too. You have full access to it. You can ask it. You can look at it through your cell phone and through on a computer as well. But it'll see exactly what's working, what keywords are being used from customers out there to find your company. You could change out those keywords anytime. You can even see the phone numbers or the calls coming in live, where they're calling from. That way, if you missed a call, you can call them right back. Yeah, that's going to be your next best friend. So,
okay. There's a lot. I mean, like I said, there's a lot to this. So I'm hoping.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Where else is it?
Usually,
going to be
it's not
Facebook and Google.
So you got Facebook, you got the Google, you have your website, and then we'll also get you up to 60 other local directories in the areas. Now, you have, I'm going to say up to 60 because if you use all 60, I'm going to tell you right now, it could be hurtful too, depending on, you know, how the results are coming for you. But honestly, some directories bring a lot of spam and robocalls. So our team will tell you that they're aware of which ones usually do for which services in what areas. But just giving you that heads up, it's not like they're trying to say, oh yeah, we don't have this no more. No, we do. It's just a matter of saying, hey, we want to make sure you're taken care of. We don't want, obviously we want your phone ringing, but we don't want your phone ringing to waste your time either. You know, we want to make sure it's quality calls. So, they'll discuss that with you as well. Okay. But yes, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. I mean, we have yellow pages, white pages. So, the sky's the limit with it. It's just a matter of what works best for you. Okay.
So what is the success? So a guy like me calling you to set this up. Okay. You do this every day.
Yeah,
I mean, where's your ratings and what's your how many stars? I mean, what's your success rate with all this?
Yeah, if you go to our website right now, it shows live actually our customers and they write reviews on there as well. And we have a 4.9 star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction. That says a lot about us being 19 years in business. Now I'm not gonna say we're perfect, granted, but we're always striving to that perfection, right? So.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't get the call. I don't get the calls. I cancel. You don't get the money. I mean,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. And we got to earn your business. That's the whole part about this. You know. So.
Sure.
Yes, sir. All right. So the next part here. So tomorrow, what time would you like them to give you a call?
So how long is it going to take for tomorrow?
It can take up to an hour, depending on how much content or questions you have for them. You know, they reserve an hour for you. So, yeah. I can set up as the same time tomorrow if you like.
Probably 9:30 would be good.
Well, I mean, we're closed though at that time, so the earliest we can do is 10 to 11. 10 o'clock, sir.
10 o'clock, okay. And I can always say, I call you back, or like I said, I'm working,
yeah.
So it's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Today's the
They're going to accommodate.
I had time to call you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And just let them know. You know, let's say we set it for 10 to 11, and they call it like 10-10.
I'll get
like,
my wife on there and then let her go. And then, all right, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, and if you need to reschedule by any means, or if it's running too long, hey, that's okay. Just let them know. They'll go ahead and accommodate for that, okay?
All right,
perfect. I'm going to send you and our team the same email right now. That way, all you need to do is hit yes on that email, and then they're going to hit yes on their on that email as well to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay, James? So give me 1 second here. And then that way, you also have a secondary way of contacting me through my email, like I said. So I don't forget my promises here.
I'm not going to lie to you, bud. I'm nervous about this deal. I really am, because I've never had to have any kind of advertisement. I don't want to be stuck with some bullshit, and I got to get on the phone and get out of it and all that. I'm telling you right now, I'm nervous about this deal. And not that I say I don't really trust you a whole lot, but I'm just this is new for me here.
Hey, sometimes if you're looking, this is something my father taught me, and I heard all the time. I always think about that. You know, it's like if you're doing the same thing, expecting different results. You know, it's definition of insanity for one, right? But if you're looking for extravagant results, you gotta do extravagant things as well too. Like you can't do the same thing, right? You gotta make those big changes, and sometimes that gets you out of your comfort zone. And I get it. I mean, like I said, I'm very open. Our company is very transparent. Anything you have questions about, concerns about, I mean, look at our website. You can see the websites we build. You can see the customers we're with currently. We have over 11,000 companies we're working with through the U.S. Okay? With that type of star rating, it's pretty incredible. Okay? So, but again, that's what I was saying. It didn't happen just because, oh, we did everything for them. It was because we worked as a team together, building a relationship to communicate and say, hey, listen, this is what's working right now. This is what I'm doing during this season. Hey, I'm doing a different type of work during this season. Like, whatever the case may be, as long as you let our team know, they'll go ahead and make those magic happen for you. Like I said, it's just that communication and staying on top of your dashboard, that tracking system, that is everything. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the secret sauce here, okay?
So what, is it something I go on every day and look at?
I would, yes, sir.
Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
And
I would.
What am I looking at? I'm looking for comments. I'm looking for people called. Or what am I looking for?
Yeah, sometimes they'll even like send an email, or sometimes they'll send a text through there. It's directly to you. We don't look at that part. The only thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So if you miss a call and you like for some reason it's not on your phone and you just were like, you know what, let me take a look at the Facebook, see what's going on there. Boom, it will show on that dashboard. So it's all a very important piece. Yes, sir. All right. So I have you set up here. I sent that email to you. Let me know once you got it, though. It's coming from JSEO@localsplash.com. I'm going to put a reminder for them, too.
Primary. I don't see nothing yet.
Is that reminder there?
Should have came through. Melissa, M-E-L-E-S-S-A, Menino at gmail.com.
You got it, yep. Mm-hmm. It didn't shoot back to me either, so I definitely know it shot out to you. If, because you don't know, I never sent an email to you before, it may go to spam or junk in that one, though. So double check if it doesn't come in the next minute, though, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Let me put this in here. And would you like me to put your wife's name as an authorized user as well?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Just in case, we are going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime from here on out, if we call in, we will ask only the security question. We will never give your answer out. That's how you'll know it's us. And we'll know if you guys are the right person to talk to, as long as you guys don't forget your own answer to your security question, okay? So.
Yeah, no problem. I don't see nothing yet. Let me see if I can get my wife on here just to talk for a minute. She works from
home,
so get a three-way conversation here.
Okay. If I lose you, I'll call you right back.
Yeah, she just said she can't talk right now on a message. She must be on a call.
That's okay.
I don't see nothing yet. John. John is your name, right?
Yes, sir. J-O-N.
Yes. Yep.
It'll come from J-S-E-O. Okay. Take a look at the spam or junk mail, just in case. It may ask you, say, hey, do you know this person emailing you? That's probably why.
Yes.
J-S-E-O. It did, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why did that? Did the wife send? Okay.
Yeah, because she doesn't know who I am.
Hang on a minute, bud. I got the boss over here.
Sure.
What are we doing? We only got an exam, they said. Yeah, how do I know you're not a freaking scam here, bud, since it didn't come to my email?
Look, God.
How do I know that?
Here, I'll send you proof right now. I'm going to send you a text right now, okay? It's going to be a link to actual Google's directory. So this is from Google's webpage, okay? Not from me, not from Local Splash or anything like that. I'm sending it to you now. All right, just sent you a text. And in this text, read it. You'll see Local Splash is their top tier partnership as premier partner. You'll see our performance, certifications, and even our spend.
All right, I got it.
Yes, sir. Like I said, we're very open here, man.
Well, I got enough proof on this deal to get my money back, I guess, if you were a fucking scam. So, I mean, you sent me this, you sent me that. I mean, you don't know. I don't
yes,
know
sir.
Who the hell I'm talking. I mean, you know.
Protect yourself, man. That's okay. I know. I get it. Like I said, James, Jamie, I'm not, this is not my first rodeo. I don't want to add too much questions on you while you're trying to get this email, though. So let me know once it goes through. And again, all
you
need to do is
on the email. Okay. So you want
on
me
the
to
email,
hit something on here?
Yeah, when you open it up, just hit, yeah, that's for one. And then when you're able to open it up, go in there and there's a spot where it says yes, no, or maybe. Just hit yes. Nothing further than that. Okay.
Wednesday, October 11th between 10 and 11 Eastern Time. Melissa, Menino. Okay. Hit yes, right?
Yes, sir. Perfect.
Okay, I hit yes. Now it's saying Google Calendar. Do I got to do? Did you get it to yes on your end?
I'm checking right now.
It's asking me open with Google Calendar. Why do I got to open something?
It's a Google Calendar, sir. So it could remind you, say, hey, listen, your appointment is tomorrow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a computer dude.
That's okay.
Right,
as long as you hit yes on there, we're okay.
Yeah, I hit
you're
yes
done.
On there. I ain't putting no computer. Google
you're okay. So for your customers, how do you want them to see you on Google for your hours of operation? Do you want to show like 24/7 or Monday through Friday, 10/7? What do you think?
Yeah, 24/7. I mean, my phone, you'll never. You get my
right,
voicemail,
perfect.
I'll call you back. I mean, I don't
know. All right, I love it.
Yeah.
And then now this package goes to 50-mile radius. Now, you don't have to use all 50 miles, but if you do, I can go ahead and put 50 miles out. We can narrow things down to specific counties and zip codes even as 50 well.
50 miles is too far. I don't want to go 50 miles. That's way too far.
Okay. You tell me, what do you think? I could say like 35 if you'd like.
Yeah, that's out there too. I'm trying to think.
Okay.
How does it say how far each county is, how many from where I'm at? How many miles? If I go 25, how far am I reaching out to?
Let's Google it. All right. Okay, here's Chesterfield. Man, Chesterfield is pretty huge. Now I think about it. Okay. And then, obviously, Do you go to Lenox?
Yeah, Lenox is, that's kind of far.
Okay, just making sure. I'm kind of giving my radius here. Definitely New Haven, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me put New Haven for sure. And then
what about the other way? How far is the other way, east or west?
Yep, getting on it. Hold on. And let's see how far it is from here to Walden. I think Waldenfield may be even too far, too, but at least you hit some of those parts, you know?
What was the name of it?
Walden, New York. Wait, no, it's not New York. I'm sorry. Waldenburg?
That's too far.
It may be, it may show as far, but that line of scrimmage right there in Chesterfield is like going, going west is like right there. So you might want to hit some of it at least, not too far out. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to put it right at a 25-mile radius. It's not like you're married to it. I want to make sure if it's coming too far, you could always tell the customers, hey, listen, I'm a little out of range. I may charge more for that distance. And then you could let us know after that point, saying, hey, John, listen, I want to go a little bit smaller in the radius here. Let's go like 15, 20 miles. That's something we can work with.
25 is an hour ride, probably. I mean, that's
okay, so let's do 20. At most, I'll say at most.
What's the 20-mile range giving me?
There. You can go to New Baltimore right over there. Go to New Haven on that side.
Yeah, that's all right next to me. New Haven, Clinton Township,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
St. Clair Shores,
Grosse
Point.
Anchor Shores, all that. You have Mount Clemens.
That's right there.
Yep.
Shelby.
Okay.
Macomb Township, Shelby Township.
Let me make sure I have one in here. Well, I'm gonna put that one in there as well. Okay. All right. I got enough in here for right now, and I'm going to do more research on this afterwards, too, before I send it over to our guys, okay? That way I can
Let's hear what you got.
Because every time I put it in, it's just showing, 20 miles this, 20 miles that, and I want to make sure I'm searching it to see if it's a good drive for you, too, because that doesn't seem...
Yeah.
West. Let's just do that. I don't want to eat too much of your time on that, you know? Hold on. Why is this doing that? Yeah, it's showing me all these other things, like you can find a doctor and all this stuff. I'll research 20-mile radius all around you, and I'll put on all the towns on the edges right there, so that way it can go from there in instead of there out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say as far west as like... You know, Grosse Point, and then as far out as to the north would be Romeo.
Romeo, okay.
And then down, I'm already the east this way, Chesterfield, and then but farther northeast, which would be maybe Wadhams.
Okay.
St. Clair, Marysville.
Okay, so you're within a 20-mile, because Romeo is 18 miles, I know that. But, yeah, then I'll put it at a 20-mile radius then, definitely. Nothing further than that.
Okay. All right.
Now I have your radius. Good. Okay, cool. Thank you for that. Okay, next part. I do have to ask, is your business licensed or insured?
It's yes, we have tax ID, and I do have insurance.
Okay, beautiful. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you, or I'm going to send to that email from Melissa's email. I'm going to send an email. Remember I told you that it's very difficult to get verified through Google, and we're aware of this, so we want to make sure we make sure to get that expedited for you as quickly as possible. Without that, nothing happens, all right? I mean, we'll get directories and all this other stuff, but you won't be on Google, and that's the whole point. So yeah. I'm going to send you an email right now of the list of things that they may ask for, okay? It doesn't mean you have to do all of them, but the more the merrier, okay? So I just sent that one out. You don't have to do that right now. Next part. I have for the customers, right? If they're typing in these types of services, I want to make sure you're always popping up. So interior, exterior painting is right. A huge one. I remember you mentioned power washing, drywall repair as well. You also said decks, was it, and patios?
Well, we stain, you know, power wash and stain a deck. We don't build a deck. I mean.
Okay. So I'm going to make sure I put that here. So I'll,
staining decks.
Decks and patios. Okay. Anything else that can come to your mind for right now that I can add in there?
You just came local splash James to get your Google business profile verified. You just sent me a text.
That was the thing I was telling you about. You don't have to. Yeah, no. You don't have to do that one right now. That's for the pictures I was telling you about for Google. Yeah. Okay.
So drywall repair, interior exterior painting.
Okay.
Okay. That's
perfect. That looks good.
What we do.
Okay. Awesome. Just want to make sure. And if let's say we forgot something or you wanted to take things out, you're like, you know what? I want to stay away from drywall repair for some reason, whatever the case, just let our team know.
All right.
They'll go ahead and make that change for you. Okay. Don't spend the extra headache trying to do it yourself. Cause I'll put it this way. If you're paying for it, utilize us, okay? So that's important.
So there's no any extra fees if I call and you got to change this standard. There's no extra fees on this deal. What you're telling me?
No, not at all. No,
nowhere,
sir.
Anywhere that's going to cost me any more money.
The only way it would cost more money is if you upgrade your package, which is I don't see that happening as of right now. And then don't take advantage, just because that's where a 100-mile radius comes into play, or you're looking at different types of ads other than your Facebook ad. Okay, so. That,
right.
Those
so
are not things we discussed.
If we lowered it to 20 miles, there's no better deal. That's it. We're still in the same package.
We're still in the same package from there. Yes, sir. Okay. I, like I said, I got you at the lowest discounter right here. And it stays like that for the life of you being with us. Okay. So care if their name is John calling in from Local Splash, if they don't know your security question, hang up the phone and call the 877 number. I don't want you falling for the real scammers out there, who really take advantage of people that are just horrible out there. Okay, so let's make sure that doesn't happen. So, okay. Far as the let's go over the voice verification. Like I said, this is the protection for you, where everything is going to be recorded. I'm going to ask you a few questions in the very beginning here. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions or concerns, ask away. That's what I'm here for. Okay, but I will put the pricing in there so that way it's recorded in there. And I'll also even tell you how, again, the stuff that I already told you, but how to go ahead and cancel if that's the case in the future. But knock on wood, we want to earn your business for a long time, okay? So, without further ado, I'm going to hit record. I'm going to get this started here, okay? So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I'm sorry. Meninos. Oh, my God. I got a brain fart. I got so many things in my head right now. Meninos Restorations.
Okay, perfect. All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
James Menino. Interior, exterior painting, drywall repair, staining,
and
decks, power washing.
Perfect. And you're the owner, correct?
Owner.
Okay, yes. Beautiful. Of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign, just like I mentioned before. As a result of increased visibility, Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second there. So, Jamie, that's why I said we're going to get that security question and answer up and running. That way, if they're out there trying to get something, they can't, because we're never going to give the answers out and stuff, okay? So, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last question. In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. That's just pretty much saying we can't read your mind on that. Let us know if you need to add pictures or testimonials or anything like that, too. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 10th in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 10th of every month in the amount of $249. It will be recurring payment from that. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. So there, if I give you a card, they're going to hit the same card every month on the, what did you say the date was, the 12th?
The 10th, yes, sir.
The 10th. So they're going to hit this card every month, this card I give you.
On the 10th only, yes, sir. And if you decided that you want to change out the card, you can always do that as well through your dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, so let's go over that security question now. It's very important. Again, don't forget your own answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
Okay. And make sure your wife knows the answer as well, too, because I want to make sure that she can go into the account as an authorized user. What would that answer be?
Remington.
All right. What kind of, was it a dog or what kind of animal is
it? Yeah, it's a English Setter.
Get out of here. That's a pretty cool name they got there. All right. So, again, this will never change, and they will never give your answer out. Okay, so just make sure you keep that in mind. Okay. So, James, on the card, you said it was just a first and last name. Is the billing address to the same, 28257?
Correct.
Okay, Kingsbury. All right. And then what kind of payment method are we using today?
Master.
Okay. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud. Remember for the card number when you are.
5156.
Okay.
7850.
Okay.
0576.
Okay.
5448.
Okay. Any expiration?
7727.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
486.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So before I process this payment, now you know I'm really being truthful here. It's a discounted rate, so I want to make sure I hit refresh a few times on the account. Make sure it stays that way, okay? I want to make sure we're planning for the long term here, okay? So give me one more time here. I'm going to refresh one more time. Okay. Looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. So it's going to send you a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. I'm going to direct you, show you exactly what we were talking about. It's going to be all on paper for you, okay? And it just went through, so let me know whichever comes first to you.
Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That was on email, and I got a text. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email. Click here, Local Splash, to accept subscription terms. If you so click on that.
You got it. Yes, sir. In here, you're going to see everything that we discussed. Read through it carefully if you like, however you want. I'm here if you have questions or concerns. Secondly, there's other packages, so short descriptions in there of those packages. It does not mean that's your package. They just want to see it, let you know if you do decide to upgrade in the future, that these are available for you to do so. Okay. At the bottom, though, once you do realize everything is in there, there's a little box that everyone misses. You have to click it, and then to get a check mark, and then you're going to sign or type in your name. Before you do that, though, read through it carefully. I'm here with you.
All right. Business profile, service. What's it say here? 30 minutes tech. What's this 375 per occurrence?
375 per occurrence for what is it for?
It says 30 minutes of the technical support per month per web hosting.
Right, yeah. So that's for our upgraded. Our we have this other different package for a super upgraded package of your websites. Those ones usually cost $2,500. And there's many different things that come with for like e-commerce, stuff like that. That's not what we're doing for you. So that's not that isn't included, but that's not what I put for you. We have a standard website that's still very professional, does not have any type of limits or anything of that nature for you. Okay.
Well, it says here, it says if the client has been paying client for less than 6 months, decides to cancel their service.
Yeah, that's for the
website.
It's called. That's for your. That's for a my site website. That's not the website that we did for you. That we're going to do for you.
No, but it doesn't say that here, though. It just says what it's saying here. How do I protect myself? It doesn't say for me here.
So you know keep reading through. Keep reading through.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's more. There's more to everything in there. And if you see Google ads, things like that, then you know that's not what we're planning to do. We've got Facebook ads for you.
Company
we don't have any
Google complete ads. The website,
yeah.
Developing, making, and available no later than 5 weeks from the day of the – so it could take 5 weeks to get my website going?
No. Your website, again, your website is a standard website. It takes anywhere from 7 to 14 days, actually, for your website, which if you log as long as you tell me what you tell me. If you have pictures, videos, testimonials, you're ready to go with that, send that through so that we can jump on that right away. I've seen it done super fast. I just don't want to make you that promise. Because if we don't deliver on it, make it super fast, then, 7-14 days
is our average. I see this, $375 a month. Where does it say that I'm not paying that?
Keep reading through. Keep reading through everything. Then if it doesn't show anything in there for you, then ask me here.
Additional fee, $49, one-time payment. What the hell is that? Add plug-in installation policy. What's that?
Okay, so let's say that you decided that you're like, hey, John, you know what? I don't want this website. Or I don't want everything in here. I want the website, though. We want to make sure, because for customer's sake, that if you still want to use that domain there, you can buy it off for $99 for the domain. Because we're buying this for you right now. This is not additional for you, okay? And if you want to keep it live, then it's $49 month to month just for that website that we developed for you. Does that make sense? So that's what that part is.
So I could buy it out for $100, or I could pay you $49 a month.
Right, for the exactly.
Well, it says here, installation fee, $49, one-time payment per plugin.
So that may be for the e-commerce. You're not your business is not an e-commerce, correct? So yours is a service.
I know, but it doesn't say that on here, John. It's just telling me what these are. It doesn't say your business is not. And then it says transfer fee, $199 one time, $99 one time to support. The company will all host. That's what I want. I don't want to get into all this bullshit. Like I said, I don't know. I'm not a technical dude, and I don't want to get involved with something. But it's showing me on here, and it wants me to sign. So it's saying.
Okay. Do me a favor. Go to where it says Facebook.
That's why I need to get my wife on here to see what she's doing, because I'm working right now.
Okay. All right.
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
All right, John, I got my wife Melissa on here.
Hey, Melissa. Nice to meet you. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. Hello? Hello, hello, hello? The fuck?
How about this? I'm going to do you a huge favor on this one, too. Jamie?
I don't like the way it's said. Yeah, I don't like the bullshit. You know, you told me one thing, then it's asked to promise and I don't like.
That's okay.
I don't trust it. I don't like it. Gosh darn it! I ain't got time for it.
So Jamie, what I want you to do then is hold on to it. Don't sign anything. When you talk to our technicians tomorrow, if you have your questions, concerns, write them all down, and that way they can go over that with you as well too. And I'll introduce our team. Okay, so.
Well, I'm still going to get charged here this $348 no matter what, since I gave you my card, right?
I'll put it this way, and I know I'm probably going to trouble staying on this one, man. If that's the case, Tanya, we're not jumping on starting on anything until you feel comfortable, and that will make sure that it gets back to you then at that point. Because you're not, we didn't work on your account, we didn't do anything for you, so.
Yeah, I
want to make sure.
This okay, I don't feel comfortable, so. Let's go over tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Yes, sir. So our team, when they give you a call to start everything here, say, hey, listen, first they need to ask you the security question. Okay, so don't give them any information unless they ask the security question. Then from there, to say, hey, listen, I really need to go over my terms and conditions here because I didn't feel comfortable with saying anything of what was promised as far as your not being charged for a website, for one. And then also you're mentioning, what was another one that you wanted to make sure that was in there?
The website charge, and then it was something for $49.
And you're not getting charged anything other than $249 month to month. Write it down.
Correct.
And you could talk with them and make sure that they address that right away. I want to make sure again, like I promised you.
If it goes south tomorrow, I can still get up, and you're going to give me my $348 back.
I will put in a request. You let me know how it goes. Okay.
Well, you put in a request. I mean, am I stuck? Like I said, I don't have time for games, man. I just want to see if you can get me some business. I'm willing to pay the money, but I'm not playing games with all this bullshit.
Yeah,
Am I stuck right now because I gave you the $348 on my card? You should have went over freaking terms and all this shit before I gave you my card, but that's how you got me already. That's what I don't like.
Hey, Jamie, first thing is I need to make sure I can speak clearly with you on this, but I keep getting it. It sounds like a robot on this thing. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
to be honest,
what the hell it is here. Yeah,
are you hearing
right
that same
back.
Thing?
Call
I can. Yeah, I was going to say, can I call you right back? All right. All right, cool. All right.